Welcome to day number 5, or session 5, depending on how you're going through this program. Listen, yesterday we talked about the power and importance of energy in your body. But you can have a lot of physical energy and have it shunted by investing the energy in emotions that pull you down. Now, we all have times in which we get frustrated or overwhelmed or depressed or angry. We also have times when we feel euphoric and joyous and we feel excited about our lives. The secret is not to never feel the negative emotion. That's not real. This is not about positive thinking. This is not about denial. It's about the power of using your emotions as action signals. You see, every emotion you've ever felt in your life is really a call to action. And what I want to show you in this tape is how to make that happen. Now think about something for a moment. What is more important to you than the way you feel? Is there anything? You know, in my business seminars for years, I've asked people, I said, tell me anything you want in this world. And people say things like, you know, I want more money, you know, I want a better relationship, you know, I want to know that the world has been better because I was here. And invariably, what I ask people, whenever they say I want these things, or they say I want to be fed because I've kept them there too long in the session, the bottom line is they'll say, well, if I had some food, I would feel better. Or if, you know, I made more money, I would feel like I had more power or more control or more freedom or more security. Or if I was in a better relationship, I'd feel more love. But in reality, they don't really want the relationship then. They don't want the money. They don't even want the food. They just want to feel better. They want to change the way they feel. They want to change the emotional content of their life in that moment. And I think it's real important for us that we take a new look at emotions, that we see that some of the emotions that we consider sometimes to be negative, the emotions that we think are most painful, may in fact be our best friends. They may be giving us signals that we need to make changes. If we heed these signals, and if we utilize them, we can change the quality of our experience and our life immediately. So just remember, emotions are the ultimate power. They start wars. They cause us to get married. They cause us to get divorced, to create children. They can even make us ill, or they can make us healthy. In essence, the history of your life, the history of this world, is the history of emotion. Emotions are the core that call us to action and change our entire lives. So where do they come from? What's their real purpose? What are some of the most intense emotions that we experience day to day that shape our destiny and that most of us never really learn to master? And then how can we master them, and how can we utilize those to increase the quality of our life? Those are, in essence, the questions I want us to answer together today. Let's start with a simpler question, though. How do you deal with your emotions right now? I'm curious, because I found that people deal with emotions in one of basically four patterns. Either one, they avoid them. They literally try to not feel. They try to not have to feel, let's say, the feeling of rejection. And there's a problem with that. What would you guess it is? Well, yeah, if you're always trying to avoid rejection, you're never going to succeed. Because anything in life that requires you to deal with other human beings on a massive scale, where you're taking a step forward and you're trying to create change, exposes you to a point where somebody may disagree with you. They may reject you. See, the ultimate fear of rejection keeps people out of relationships. They never get to have the feeling they do want, which is love or intimacy or a feeling of connectedness, because their fear of rejection keeps them out of it. So you can't ever avoid completely negative emotions. They're part of life, and they cause us to grow. Some people don't try to avoid the emotions. Instead, they go into the I'm going to endure it phase. Or worse, I'll endure it but deny it. Most people usually try and disassociate from their feelings. They try to say, well, it doesn't feel that bad. But meanwhile, they keep stoking the fire inside themselves by thinking about how horrible things are, or how someone has taken advantage of them, or how they do everything right but things still turn up wrong, and why has this always happened to them? In other words, they never change their internal conversation. They never change their internal focus or their physiology. They keep feeling like heck, but they try to pretend like it's not there, deny it or disassociate it. And inevitably, this erupts, because the more you don't listen to the messages of your emotions, the more intense they get. They keep hammering on the door louder and louder to try to get through to you. And all of a sudden, you feel worse and worse and worse. Or the third thing I see people do is they use it for competition. You got it bad, let me tell you how bad I feel. It's really going to make your life better. And I hear people do it all the time. Yeah, my work's so horrible, let me tell you how terrible things are. You think that's bad, I'll show you terrible. And sure enough, people get in a match to see how bad they can make each other feel about their own lives. You want to stay out of that place. Hopefully you go with a fourth way of dealing emotions, and that is to learn from them and utilize them. Now, where do they come from? Do they just attack us like a virus where all of a sudden we feel something? Or as we all know, they come from other people, right? For example, if you feel loving, it's because of what somebody else did. They came over and told you they loved you, or they hugged you, or they touched you a certain way, or they kissed you, and that's what made you feel love. Is that really true? When somebody touches you and you feel loved, the reality is you feel loved because you choose at that moment to create those feelings within yourself. You allow yourself to have those sensations. You have some rules, some criteria that say when XYZ happens, then I get to feel loved. And then at that moment, when all those criteria are met, somebody hugs you, kisses you, says they love you, etc., you then in your own body create these sensations that you call love. You release those sensations. You put yourself in that physiology at that moment. Conversely, if you feel bad, if you feel angry, if you feel overwhelmed, depressed, frustrated, lonely, all of these emotions are also created by only one person, you. By what you choose to focus on, or to be even more specific, by the meaning that you attach to any experience in life. Let's repeat that so we remember it. How you feel at any moment of time is really the result of the meaning that you've given to your experience. In other words, let's say a man opens a door for a woman. How does that woman feel about that? Well, the answer has nothing to do with the actual event, but rather her interpretation of the event, what she chooses to label that event as meaning. Some women feel demeaned by the process. How dare you, you male chauvinist pig? You can imagine how some guys look back and go, what is the matter with her? Because what it meant for him was respect. Or it may have meant for him he was doing it out of appreciation. Or love. Or just simple caring. See, what we feel is not based on our experience, but again, on our interpretation of our experience. It's the way we represent our experience that determines how we feel. And look again at that word represent. It means, if we spell it out, re-present. In other words, something just happened. Now, after it happened, you take it in through your five senses and you make a re-presentation, another presentation of what happened inside your head. The way you represent those events will determine how you feel. So again, in this case, this woman took the simple act of a man opening the door with a smile on his face and she represented it inside of her head as, he's trying to take advantage of me, he's trying to make me less than him, he's trying to dominate me in some way. We must be very careful of the meanings we attach to things, because those meanings basically determine the quality of how we feel in our lives. We must make sure that the emotions we feel are appropriate, that in essence they empower us instead of disempowering us. There are no negative emotions. There are no bad emotions. Every emotion serves us as long as we interpret it in a way that adds a powerful meaning to our life. Something that moves us forward instead of backwards.